I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by ex-Donegal star Brendan Devaney. Brendan, well, you were pitch side yesterday for the game, which well was skin and hair and all that, but suppose from a Donegal point of view, disappointing.
Yeah, but I mean, looking at the game in its own context, I mean, it was absolutely brutal from us all around the pitch. If you just look at the game on its own, I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. You know, Mayo came out championship. I mean, logic would have told you Donegal should actually won the game if you look at the two-team season. But, you know, our friends at Mayo don't do logic. If their one team can pull out a performance on the day, that's what we're afraid of. And when you think of, for 3 seasons ago, we went down there with Rory Geller, and we played Mayo off the pitch in the first half. And they went at us in the second half with a physicality that we just could not handle. And in the back of my mind, going down to Castle Park yesterday, I thought, what if they come with that physicality again? We're still not ready for that. But the signs this season from them was that they weren't doing it. When you think back, they were lucky to get out of Newry, you know, against Armagh, they should have been beat. I know they lifted it for a game against Galway, but they owed Galway big time. So, you know, the hammering they got down in Killarney, like, they weren't no world beaters against Meath. So everything was pointed in as fast, fluid Donegal team and our attacking style, being able to outpace them. But it was, everything was the complete opposite of that in terms of how we played and what we did. And, you know, we could have been beat by a lot more, let's be honest. But, you know, Mayo will be disappointed they only got the 4-point victory.
Look, and saying that too, Brendan, Donegal did have the chances, and look, yesterday just wasn't to be for whatever reason, but there was opportunities that I particularly felt that maybe on a drier day, you know, Donegal might have took those opportunities, and throughout the season they have been doing that.
Yeah, that's it. But, I mean, everything went against us yesterday, and if my old fan was there, they'd be like, you'll be crying about it. But yeah, the weather was a huge thing, you know, definitely. But Bargett doesn't take away our kick passing, our handling, our first touch. I mean, Mayo's was good, ours wasn't. What was the reason for that? Taking aside the physicality, you know, the energy to be brought to the game just wasn't there. And, you know, a lot of those factors was at half time, the fact that we were only 7 down, we could have been 12 down. You know, Mayo would absolutely guts this first half. 22 turnovers, you know, it's been quoted men against boys in this bill, so that's what it was. And you might say, well, sure, physically, if you don't have it, then you don't have it. You have to play the game a different way. But my old tactic yesterday, we thought that they would go kind of gung-ho with us and there'd be loads of gaps and spaces. They sat deep, you know, they played a bit like an Ulster team, and they were like, right, come on, run the ball into us and we'll take it off you. And that's what we did time and time again. You know, we just hadn't got the presence around the pitch. We were asking far too much off Michael. But like the likes of, I mean, Michael's been so well backed up by Ryan McHugh. You know, in a dry day, you can't mark McHugh. It's in the round, you can nippy. In a wet day, like he was like many of our players, was pretty non-existent compared to what they were giving us. I mean, Niall O'Donnell played all right in bits. McMenamin, I thought, battled well. Paddy McGrath was doing well. They went off injured. Of course, McGee went off. You know, even McBurdy up front, you know, on other days might have kicked 7 or 8 points, might have brought us up a bit closer. Langan, you know, after an unbelievable, I mean, Jimmy Brennan in particular, after an unbelievable season, the last 2 games, he just hasn't been there at all, which was a bit of a worry because he was such a shining light for us. But I think, you know, the chances, even all that considered, that's why the football's a great game. We still were in the match, and I think, for me, and I don't know about you, I think the McBurdy chance to put our point in it, you know, we 5-6 minutes on the clock. I think then Mayo made a second him a bit. The pressure was coming on him a bit. If that had went over, you never know. But they went up the pitch, it was Andy Moore and ended up fishing the ball over the bar. But we were, when Donegal attacked, we basically were surrounded by players. And on the opposite end of the pitch, it was man for man. And that's the perfect tactic that Mayo wanted us to play. And that we played the game on their terms by and large. And that's why they won the match.
Just looking at, suppose, some of the decisions, the antics that went on, and obviously that was a tactic by James Horan. Like, Donegal played vintage football last week against Kerry. Wasn't going to happen, Brendan, yesterday. The first thing was the tactical battle that James Horan had to get right. He had to cut out the threat of Ryan McHugh. He had to cut out the threat of Patrick McBurdy and Michael Murphy. And to be honest, let's be honest, he did do that. He did get those matchups right.
Yeah, the whole team kind of, for us, revolves around a couple of superhuman players. And if you look at the performances, particularly, you know, of Murphy and of Ryan McHugh, and if you look at them against Kerry, they were just out of this world. So that was on a dry day in the spaces of Coe Park against a Kerry team where their strength is their forward line too. So maybe then we kind of were thinking, right, we're going in a certain direction. But all season we've had issues with our defence. You know, you think back to our strengths around about our McGuinness time. Man for man, every player could take his man. And then we dropped in a couple of sweepers and just clogged up the whole thing. Now it seems like we've got guys who are halfbacks and they're playing in cornerback, and they're just not able to cope with those. And you could see it on the pitch there. There's guys who are halfbacks, or players that need to be engaging on the pitch. They're getting caught right in the corner, and they're getting ruled by very experienced corner forwards, the likes of Andy Mourns, you know, Killian O'Connors, these guys. It's just too easy for them. They're getting away with murder up there, and that's why Mayo should have posted far more scores. It was unlucky for us yesterday, Paddy Durkin come back. He was just unbelievable first half. He's just like Lee Keegan at his best. We have two Lee Keegans on the pitch. Ian O'Shea, he hadn't played a tap all season, suddenly wakes up and goes full throttle, you know, at Michael Murphy a lot of the time, and that's trying to target him. So it was one of those games where you were afraid of Mayo pulling out his performance from a Donegal perspective, and that's just what they did. But there was no signs of this previous to the game. But as I say, like, that's Mayo.
Yeah, that is. That's definitely Mayo, and that's one thing they have been able to do. But from a Donegal point of view, Brendan, look, you've been around the block a long time. Donegal won an Ulster title this year. They're back in Division 1. They're building with a young team. We showed the physicality difference yesterday. That was maybe one of the reasons why they might not get over the line. We're not going to use that as an excuse, but let's be honest. They are a young team. They're building, and look, the fruits are still there. There's still a lot of good footballers in that panel.
Oh, listen, 100%. That's why, you know, I don't want to be too hard on Donegal. Taking this game, it was a terrible performance, but taking the season has been brilliant, you know. We played some brilliant football, and so exciting for the fans, you know. Obviously beating Tyrone, winning Ulster, getting into Super 8 and putting ourselves in a position to get to the semi-final. Like last year, we just come up that bit short. We're definitely not better than we were last year against Tyrone, you know. I think we've shown that with our squad. But our big issue is when it's that cornerback issues, right? Cornerbacks, is there any coming through? And a centre-half-back. We've been missing that all season. We've been trying to plug it with different people. It's just not working, and we get away with it because of the brilliance of our forward line against Kerry. You know, you think the likes of young Conor Morrison, I don't know where he went. He looked like he's a Tigers cornerback. Obviously, Gillespie from Eudora, hopefully he'll be back as well. Players like that are just vital, because we're kind of making do without them, and then you're going to get caught out in certain games and they get caught out yesterday. But no, listen, for the future, back into Division 1, I think there'll be a great buzz about. I mean, Tom Patton had a brilliant season as well, you know. So again, even him yesterday had a bit of a rocky start in that of the game. He made up for that kick-out, but it was bad kick-out for the save and that. So just to say, everything yesterday seemed to be not right for us. It's hard to put your finger on it, because normally, you know, you might have two or three players not play at their best. I mean, yesterday we had two or three players played okay. So it's hard, I suppose, for Donegal people to swallow just at the end of the season because of all the great football we played. But looking back at it, yeah, for a very successful season, one in Division 2 and one in Ulster, it's just a pity it came down to that last game, how the draw was. If that was the first game, Mayo at home in Balbuffet, I'd have no doubt we'd have beaten them. So it just shows you sometimes when the chips are down, that this Mayo team that's been obviously written off every season, and I've never seen them more written off this season, and that's for the reason, you know. And I know a lot of people rounding on certain pundits now that say, you know, this and that, but how they played this season was not how they played yesterday. I mean, how they played yesterday is like an All-Ireland contender, but for Mayo, still issues in their ability to convert chances. But in terms of power and strength and physicality, they're right up there with the best.
And looking, Brendan, suppose, like, it comes back to your panel of players, and suppose this year Declan has built a stronger panel. Obviously, options and a variety of, like, in the forward, we're lucky we have a lot of forwards, a lot of lads that can, you know, Donegal can score from anywhere. It's just been proven throughout the year that it's not just Patrick McGrady or Michael Murphy. There's options there. You've touched on the defence side of it. That's an area you feel that maybe, look, indications would be that Neil McGee's not going to be around for a long time, and Frank McGlynn might be, I suppose, maybe calling it a day, do you think? Or where would you think those players' minds would be?
Yeah, I suppose it's all down to them, Frank, in terms of, as Robin said, I mean, talk about not only ones like, oh, we owe them players some depth for what they've put in and the fact that they've keep coming back. I mean, as we all know about the lifestyle choice, is absolutely, you know, it just keeps going up and up. It's through the roof. So for those lads, they've done what they've done in terms of everything they've won. They've done it all. Very easy for them just to retire last season, the season before. The fact that they keep coming back is a testament to them, and I suppose how much that they love the game. But our problem is, while those players have been coming down their tether, we needed, or coming down their career, we needed to be have players just coming through to replace them, and it just doesn't look like that's happening. And to be honest, like, when I look around a lot of the best teams, that corner, them cornerback areas have been very hard to fill. The days of that tight cornerback marking them at 1-1 seem to be almost gone from the likes of that Neil McGee. A lot of players, the best players that are coming through, all attack minded players, and even the defenders, the likes of their own band, you know, the likes of McFadden, Perrin, these guys, they're better at launching attacks. You know, they can defend, but they love getting forward. So there's a couple of guys, and only two other things you say around the house. And for years, I suppose now, the last few years, you've had Neil McGee and you've had Paddy McGrath to do that. Players like that, and you can see the experience. They know how to shield out the corner forward and make it difficult for them, get them turned, get the ball back. Like yesterday, you could see certain players in were ending up in positions. They just don't have that experience or that ability. So that's why I'm saying the likes of Morrison and Gillespie, been a few guys like that, they're the guys, I suppose, you need to see coming on for Donegal. Like, I think McMenamin had a great year. He's come on, leaps some bounds, and probably, you know, along with McGrath, the two of them are sticky cornerbacks. I suppose we had that thing with McGrath and injury. So it's fullback now and centre halfback is the two really big positions, and another cornerback as backup, or another cornerback to help out. Because McGrath, I suppose, has passed that 30 threshold as well, like, and has done so much for Donegal as well. So I suppose that's the things for Bonner next year going into the season. I think all around the rest of the pitch, there's loads of talent there, and you know, Jason McGee, unfortunately, you know, if he's a great season, you know, so himself, Phil McFadden, and Alex and Langan, these guys get a bit more power in the likes of McGee and Langan, and you'll get Jimmy Brennan back firing, and I think they're still, I mean, as I say, Niall O'Donnell had some great moments yesterday. You know, he luckily had a bit between the teeth, but he was one of the few Donegal players to have that, so certainly their positives going into next season.
And suppose you look at the unfair advantage that Tyrone and Dublin have today. Mickey Hart has come out and named a brand new 15 team. So is Jim Galvin to a certain degree. That's a bit of an unfair advantage.
Yeah, it's a... I don't know if we can get a spare 15
point.
We might need to get you down there.
I don't know about that now, Brian.
Ian McCaffrey, maybe stick his inside out for one last one, son. But no, certainly, Donegal wouldn't have a 15 like that. But then again, like, that's just, you know, we know that Tyrone have that might of a, they're a real football mad county. They have depth that they don't have. But listen, we were still going to turn them over this year, so that's a different thing. But for Dublin, yeah, you know, you're on about B, C, D. Dublin would put out many teams. I suppose that's a bit of an issue for the rest of the country. But the old Dublin debate's probably not going to go away, Park, unless maybe one 10 in a row, which they might well do. Hey, never mind the 5.
Well, Brian, we might take note of that. But look, I suppose before we finish up, happy where Donegal's at. More progress wanted for next year, and if we can get a fullback, we need to get one, you think, huh?
Yeah, so, but listen, I think Gillespie can do that role. I mean, Gillespie can play fullback or centre half back. You probably need two Gillespies. I mean, I think the man's a real talented player, so he's somebody that could probably fill in one of those gaps anyway. I mean, centre half back, we'd love to have one there. I think probably we'd need Gillespie inside for his height. He can handle a physical man in there, he can handle any forward. You know, the centre half back thing's maybe not as important, because the likes of Jimmy Fadden can drop in around the house and shore up that, as he's been doing. So there are a couple of big things going on the next season. But keeping the Donegal management team there now, I think they've done great work. You know, Rochford, you know, there was, like, rumours, was this a one-season thing for him? Keeping him on board, I think, is a big thing for next season going into Division 1, because, you know, Donegal are certainly on the up. It's a new team. They're learning a lot. They probably take a lot from what happened in Castlebar, and it's probably going to be a big wonder in the gym for them, I think, because if you're going to match the big teams, you need to be physically ready, and you could see yesterday that they weren't ready for a side like Mayo anyway. So I think a lot of work to be done getting that power, particularly at upper body strength.